Well, good morning. I hope and pray everything is well with you. I know we have a lot of challenges in our life and a lot of challenges in our world and challenges in our government. Yeah, even challenges in the church. But we come together as the people of God. You know, we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another, and that's what I like to do with these pastor's thoughts and prayers. And just to give you hope, because without hope, we don't have anything. But the blessed hope in Jesus Christ gives us, no matter what happens in this world, we have something much better to look forward to, eternal life. What a joy that is. You know, Jesus said in you're going to have trials and tribulations, but fear not, for I've overcome the world. So let's come together as the body of Christ, and especially at Bethel United Methodist Church. We have a lot of opportunities. We got a lot of opportunities for ministry, and we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. You know, that old yesteryear is gone. And yeah, we got a new year. It's 2021. But you know, just because we flipped the cage or the page on the calendar, it's the same old stuff. But in 1921. I'm looking at the wrong part of the calendar. 2021. Wow. It can be a year that we simply trust God to give us even more wisdom every single day. And when we do that, we will experience some amazing results, I can assure you. All you believers at Bethel United Methodist Church know that. So if your peace and joy is based on your circumstances, and you'll be emotionally unstable, even frustrated and stressed out. But this is the good news. And that's what we got to do. We got to share the good news. Because Jesus came to give us something better. He came to give us His peace and joy. You can experience this in our everyday life when we choose to trust the promises in His Word. Whenever there's uncertainty, whether it's with a job or situations that's just driving you crazy, trust that God is your provider. Philippians 4:19. I can do all things through Christ. And I'm going to give you some of these scriptures, but I would really like and hope that you would kind of look them up for yourself. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So when you feast on the Scripture and take it in through the mind's eye, it gets into your spirit. Uncertainty, Philippians 4:19. If you're concerned for children, grandchildren, trust God for their care and protection. Isaiah 54:17. When you feel attacked or unappreciated, trust that God is your defender. Romans 8:31. And if you're facing big decisions, trust God that'll give you the wisdom you need to make the right choices. James 1:5. And things you're worried about in our world and in our country, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Now I want to share that with you because I think it's so important. God's saying to all of us, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven. And if they repent, I will heal their land. Boy, do we need some healing. We need some joy. We need some peace. Our country was founded on biblical principles, contrary to a lot of people. Well, that's not really what happened. But if you look and they talk about natural law, that's what they're talking about. God's law of the Bible. Well, we can go on and on and on and ramble a little bit today, but I just wanted to share with you some encouragement and continue to look at some things in your life or my life that we're going to be praying for each other, whether it's 2021 or not. It's going to be a tremendous year in the spiritual life because we always have better days when we wonder and we say, wow, what am I supposed to do now? What's happening to me? Kids driving me crazy. That person thinks, well, I thought 2020 was over. But when it comes to those days, I challenge you. Choose to search for more of God's wisdom and stay focused on His promises. From Genesis to Revelation, you'll find that. Because it really doesn't matter what your circumstances look like. God's word is always true. And you can choose to put your hope and trust in Him. And I, as your pastor, want to be there to help you do that. I would love for you to come to church and we can get together. We can do all kinds of things. We can talk on the phone. I'm not much of a typist, so text and email are kind of limited to me. But I just want you to know that I'm here for you and I'd love to talk to you. I don't have all the answers, but you and I know who has all the answers. And we can come into a conference call, so to speak, with Jesus through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we do have a lot of folks that's on the list of prayers that's in the bulletin. But, of course, we want to continue to pray for our country. Linda Sassine had sent me a text yesterday being Thursday, recording this on Friday, that the family that we lifted up that lived in Alligator Point, both her and her husband were taken to the hospital with COVID. Her husband went to be with the Lord, but she is recovering. She's in a state of recovery, and she's saying, please pray, continue to pray for Kathy, his wife, and her daughters and grandchildren. She said that she thinks she's getting retested, and that it'll be this weekend that she'll be cleared of the COVID. So we praise God for that. Her name is Kathy Worley. So we want to lift up all the ones that are on our bulletin prayer list. You can do it with the top on the page and click on the bulletin. You can see all of them there. But we want to encourage you to either let Phil know or myself know, and we will continue to pray. You know, intercessory prayer is so important, but did you know that you can go directly to God yourself? And we highly recommend that you pray for yourself too. Because when Jesus was on the cross and he gave up the ghost, as the Bible says, the veil in the temple was rent in two. Meaning you no longer need a priest to come to talk to God. You have access to the Holy of Holies. Wow, that's special. So pray for yourself too and pray for others. We love to pray because prayer changes things in our lives. At least it gives us the peace that passes all understanding. So we pray today the prayer that Jesus taught by praying together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. God bless you. We love you and pray that you're having a good day. But also a reminder that the church meets at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. And we follow all the guidelines. We got all the sanitation stuff. And we social distance and like I said before, and I really mean this, it's safer to come to church than it is to go to Walmart or any of the big box stores or restaurants or anywhere else. Why? Because we practice the same guidelines and we don't have as many people. So I hope and pray that you'll come. We love you. We miss you and hope to see you soon. God bless.